Live from Los Angeles, this is LA Talk Radio, broadcasting for the seventh year.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Guitar, an amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. We have a great show for you tonight. We're going to be listening to some pretty revolutionary guitars and design and just tone, killer tone. So what I'm going to do, I have two guests with me, Jeff Stramitz and Lance Allen. And let's just start with a little piece. Lance, play something for us. And this is a Koa Boulder Creek guitar. That's great. These guitars, now that was that that was by Mike microphone.
Yes,
that was the microphone. These guitars, there's only one here that's not electric, but everything else is electric and acoustic. The guitars are designed for performance live, and the way they're designed, we're going to get into the design in a minute. They're set up so the minimized feedback and the way the sound hole is designed, you can actually hear yourself better, which is really, really cool. So first of all, let me introduce Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show. It's really a pleasure to have you here. And can you give us a little bit of a background in the development of the company, and then we'll get into a little bit of the bracing system that you use.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate being here. One of the things that the Boulder Creek Guitar Company was founded on was the concept that you take a standard guitar, and a standard guitar has a sound, what they call a sound hole, in the center of the guitar. Mm-hmm. And that's actually really not what it is. It's a breathing hole for the top. The top is what resonates and produces mm-hmm. the sound. And so when we were designing the guitars, we felt that if we could build a suspended bracing system that could support that top and the 180 pounds of pressure that those strings put on that top, we could then relieve all the X bracing on the underside of that top, mm-hmm. which is standard, you know, pre-war scallop bracing that everybody uses. So we developed this suspended bracing system, which uses aluminum tone bars, and we took away the X bracing underneath. We also moved the sound hole to the top of the guitar on the side, on the player side of the guitar. And some of these models also have a small sound port in the upper bout. But what that's done is it's increased the soundboard area, which I call the prime real estate. To visualize it, I would tell people you don't cut the hole in the center of a snare drum head to get the sound mm-hmm. to come out of it. So you picture a guitar without a sound hole, and that's the Boulder Creek. And all that prime real estate increases your soundboard, and it also provides tone balance and sustain that I feel, and a lot of players that do, feel that it, in, you know, just gives you a better tone quality and a better sustain. So, you know, I'll let you talk about what you've learned about the guitars, but that was the premise on what we built the guitars for, to create
it. Well, one of the things that impressed me about the guitar is with a solid top, it's loud. And quick question, on some of them, I think on the bass, you have a little sound hole, it's a little hole on the top. Is that a bass port?
It's a sound port. It's
made for it to get lower resonance.
Right.
But yes, it's kind of interesting. What's happening is because the sound hole is right under my face. If you look at the side of the guitar where you normally, he has electronics here. So right next to the electronics where you normally see on a standard guitar, on the side of the guitar, the upper bout, and this one I'm playing right now is a dreadnought, right where the it flares out on the bottom is where the hole is. So when I'm playing, it's right, I'm hearing it. So I'm my face is right in front of the sound hole, which is kind of, I don't know if it was originally designed that way, but it's like, it's very cool because you have a little mini monitor, so to speak. Now, what I'm going to do is, this guitar I have is a spruce top with a rosewood back, solid, this is all solid, and I'm going to play the guitar acoustically through the mic. We have a mic for it, and then I'm going to go to the the pickup so you can hear the difference. So I'm just going to play some strumming stuff, and then I'll go to finger picking so you can hear the differences and the nuances. So here's strumming, and let me play. This is the microphone. Go to the pickup. Go ahead and leave my mic on for a minute. Now with this, I have everything flat right now. So if I do, I'm going to boost a little bit in the middle. So you can hear the difference. That's all the way up. You can hear what the controls are doing. Treble. And then brilliance. Now I'm back. Oh, that's nice. And then the bass. So that's all the way up. So I have the bass all the way up. I'm going to bring some more mid. And bring the brilliance down. Okay, and I'm going to try to match the levels here to the microphone. Okay, now let's go back to the pickup. Okay, microphone. Try to get closer so I can match the level. Okay, go to the pickup. And there's also a phase switch. Let's try that. Thank you. try the microphone. The microphone. Okay, back to the pickup. So you have a phase, switch, which actually radically affects it. Now, is that, that's my mic leaking right now? Now, let's try both the mic and the pickup together, which is, for recording, is going to be important. Okay. With the phase switch, that's what's going on there. Now I'm going to flatten it a little bit. I'm pulling the mids and the bass. Now flip it to the pickup. And back to the microphone. So that's a little closer to. I'm playing around. Now, there's a lot of. You got the bass, middle, and treble in this brilliant switch, and you got to kind of play around with it, and then also with the phase. And it gives you a lot of possibilities. You got to really kind of work around with it. But it's just really. I mean, the brilliant. I love that brilliance. That's just killer. Now, I'm going to finger pick, and let's see how it sounds against the compare between the two. So let's go to the microphone right now. You can leave my this mic on because I'm not going to be playing that loud. Switch over to the pickup. Hit the phase switch. Mid. It's really a great, it really is versatile. You can do a lot, and it's got a nice sound, and it's, well, let's talk a little bit. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. I can see in here, it's great, because there's a little sound, you can see everything that's in here, and the way you have two, let's talk about the bracing system, the SBS system, and the way you have it, it's mounted by the bridge. It's not, the soundboard, there's nothing touching it, okay, if I'm correct?
That's correct.
And where is it mounted? I can't see up into the upper bout.
It's mounted about where the end of the neck attaches to the body. So it's not anchored to the side of the guitar. It's actually a brace that's anchored just to the top so that okay. The top can move with the bracing. It provides, and, you know, when you play in that.
So guitar, there's one thing, the bar is connected to the bridge and then right. Also to the neck?
No, it's just in front of where, like at the end of the Solitaire logo, where the neck actually stops on the body there.
Oh, okay.
There's another free-floating anchor right there.
And okay.
So the braces go between those two anchor points, but they don't anchor into the neck or to the tailpiece. Therefore, it would restrict the top and not allow it to move.
Yeah, and so, they don't, and there's not much bracing. It's much less than a traditional dreadnought or a traditional like a Martin or a Taylor. It's a lot less. So it does. It's very live. I'm going to show you in a minute with the he has a maple sides and back with a. It's a jumbo, and it's loud. It's really projects. Lance has the bass. What wood is the what's the sides and back of this?
That's a Koa.
That's a Koa,
yeah.
And then the front is
Koa as well.
It's all Koa. Okay, so go ahead and just play a riff or run, and we'll switch between the. that the mic? Pickup? Pickup. Okay, and feel free to adjust it. We'll try to adjust it to match, so they match together, so you get a little closer. You can see how close you can get. Okay, and then try it now with the microphone. Am I muted so I can change guitars? Okay, because I'm going to change all these playing.
So this is the mic.
Microphone. So it's pretty, you can hear that it's pretty resonant, and it cuts through. It's actually playing live. In a small, I mean, obviously, if you're playing in a performance with the rest of a band in a rhythm section, you're going to want to use a pickup because it's just, you got to have some volume. But actually playing acoustically with a bunch of people in a more intimate situation, or even in recording, the acoustic sound of the guitar, of that bass, is great. I mean, it has a nice sound. Go ahead back to the pickup. It's just it has a nice rich tone. So, and then again, the koa is nice and mellow. It's a very mellow sound. And Lance has a koa six string guitar that we'll take a look at. Now, what I have here is the maple back and side. This is a jumbo, so like a typical J200 type style. And this one has the little hole on the sound hole for the port. So let me, am I on microphone? So you can hear I'm even clipping the mic a little bit. That's how much volume is coming. And this is attenuated, so this is a pretty loud guitar. Now, and also notice, too, that it's just the... Another thing is, and to me it's a sign of a good guitar, is you can hear the inner voices. And when I finger pick, now I'll go to the fingers, it just, you can hear all the notes. Now go ahead and hit the pickup, and I'm going to need to adjust it for a minute, but we'll do it. So this is the pickup. Actually, it's pretty close. Adjusting. That's the phase. Attack is clean. It's, and another thing too, comparing this one to the Rosewood one, the necks are very similar. Very good. They're pretty much identical. I could finger pick all day on these guys. So, and this one, is there any difference? Have you encountered anything with the different sizes? Are they pretty consistent? I mean, except for acoustically, I mean, this obviously is louder playing out there without microphone, without the pickup system. are they pretty consistent from the difference, the body shapes? Because you have dreadnoughts, you have the jumbo, you have a
OM. We have an OM, we have classical, we have, you know, the... Yeah, you know, they all, within their respective bodies, are very similar. You know, it depends on what the player's looking for. When you want a big, full sound, you know, mm-hmm. the guitar that you have, that jumbo is just going to produce it. The guys that sit on a stool and play guitar and they want, you know, something a little bit smaller and more compact, mm-hmm. the OM is going to take care of that. The different tone woods are going to produce, you know, different tone clarity, whether it's, you know, a bright sound or a warm sound.
Mm-hmm.
But they all stay, you know, they're all very consistent.
Well, what's interesting is the difference in the woods is dramatic. And I notice it with the pickup. Between the guitars with the pickup, you can hear the differences in the woods. Whereas some guitars, you know, you use a standard... You put an electronic pickup like some of the other guitars that I've played with this built-in pickup. They sound kind of the same electronically. They do sound different acoustically, but the way the pickup is set up. Can you talk a little bit how you designed your own pickup, right?
Well, when we were developing the guitars, I mean, you're experiencing, and when you describe what you just did, even between the guitars or against another type of guitar or brand, this bracing system has an effect on the tone of the guitar. So when we set out to find the best pickup system for it, we tried all the most popular brands.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to a brand that's well-respected, but it wouldn't have been on anybody's, you know, top 5 or 10 list. Mm-hmm. And when we said, okay, this is what we're dealing with, and we're real close with this pickup, then we had them EQ it specifically for our guitars. One of the things that I like to say, and that I experience when I play, and a lot of other artists when they're out there playing it, is that you can play very soft, and you can be very dynamic at a very low level with that pickup. And then you can turn around and dig into it, and it's not going to splat, and it's not going to get away from you. So I've witnessed other people playing and doing, you know, incredibly talented people playing, and they're vocally, you know, they're just incredible, and they're building these huge dynamics, and they're coming to a chorus, and they're building it, and mm-hmm. they're beating the living snot out of their guitar, and it's not going there with them. You know, the signal starts to distort, starts to clip, it starts to get thin. These guitars won't do that. They'll follow you wherever you want to go on the dynamic range, whether you're an instrumentalist or a vocalist with a guitar accompanying you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we came up with. And in just, you know, in my travels, whether it be here in the U.S. or, you know, in Europe, whatever, the main comment we get is that pickup is incredible. More people should be using it. It's really not that fancy. It's a very simple system, but it works, and it works very well with the Boulder Cree.
Mm-hmm. Now, the pickup is basically in the bridge, right? It's just a bridge pickup.
It's a spiral cable piezo pickup sitting underneath the saddle.
Okay. Because have you ever, because I know some people, do most people just use the pickup, or do they do a combination of miking it in the pickup?
Well, in the studio, I mean, Lance can talk about that because he's used them that way.
Is that how you recorded?
Yeah, and it's really interesting to me that they always want to mic it traditionally, and then we end up actually having like a really good Neumann or whatever it is above the guitar. You mentioned it was close to your face, the sound hole, and we'll mic it here. They'll mic it in front, and then sometimes they'll plug it in and take a combination of all three of those aspects because there's so much warmth from up here that I'm very
used to. Because right now I have a mic'd traditionally. It's in front of the soundboard. Mm-hmm. And actually, let me try one thing before I have you play that guitar. Put the microphone on this this jumbo. And I'm going to move around. I'm going to play just simple, very... Actually, I'll use the pick so it cuts a little more. I'm going to move around and I'll see how much this little port on the top affects it. So I'm towards the bridge. Okay, so I'm playing my X-ray. So it's a little bit away from me. Now I'm moving over so the... Stay on the mic. I'm going to move myself around. So I'm at the bridge. Doesn't change the highs. It a little bit more resonance, but very, very. It could be my mic though. That's in front of the sound hole. I'm hitting that low E so that you can hear the bass. Now I'm going to go back to the bridge. Actually, it sounds deeper back here. I can't lift the. Well, all right, let's try this. Turn this mic off. Okay, and I'm on this mic right now, right? So this is my vocal mic, so it's above the guitar. So here we go. That's deep. So that, no, is that my, I'm still on my mic. So that is, that's actually an interesting way to mic that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm really blown away by the fact that when I have it over towards the bottom behind the bridge, go back to the Audio Technica. My Audio Technica. It's deep, and there's no hole there. It's just basically picking up the resonance of the soundboard, which proves what you're saying. It's not a sound thing. It's basically to let the air move, so that the soundboard moves. Actually, I like that sound. If I had a ribbon mic in here, it'd just kill. So that, yeah, that really, really makes a difference. So you had, well, right now, let's go ahead and let's show the 12 string right now. And this is Koa, right?
That's actually a spruce mahogany.
Spruce mahogany, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We have so many guitars here, I'm getting confused all the wood. It's great. We have a whole forest here. All right, so this one, go ahead and play this acoustically. This is a beautiful sounding guitar. And that's the microphone. Okay, and then let's go to the pickup. And if you need to adjust it, go ahead. Do me a favor and turn up the brilliance. I love that brilliance one. Now try it again. So it gets that chime, like the acoustic chime. Yeah, that. And then do me one other favor. Try the phase switch. I want to hear what the difference. Oh, wow. Big difference. It just jumps out. It's just that. And that's a 12 string. It's just really clear, and it just gets all the every note just rings true. It's really, and plenty of sustain. Just hold like an open chord, like an A or something, and it just stays there. I mean, that's a lot of sustain. So I mean, it's not dying.
What I started using it when I first
for this guy. So there's plenty. I mean, that soundboard. My hand is on the side, so I'm not even touching the soundboard, and it's just right there.
See, what I like about what you're talking about there, and I've experienced that in some other guitars that I've played. When I started playing the Boulder Creeks, when we got them on the ground, I could take my time when I was playing a piece and let it ring out, and almost right. Get people to move forward in their chairs. You know, where they kind of they're wanting to hear the next note, but I'm holding them there as long as I want because that guitar is going to sustain. And especially with our acoustic basses, you know, typically an acoustic bass is not something that people would consider. There's been a few that people love. But our acoustic bass, I say, has a glide path like a nice glider. You know, it just settles in very slow all the way to the horizon, where other acoustic basses, you pluck the note, and about a second and a half into it, it nosedives and augers right into the ground. So that's what you get with the Boulder Creek with the bracing system.
No, I was fooling around with the bass before the show, and it sustains. You can do some interesting stuff. But for example, like a recording kick, I can't always do this. It depends on the guitar. I'm going to have Lance just play like just an E chord. So you're arpeggiated. So if I was doubling, what I would do and hold the note. So it's still holding. go to C. So if I'm doing a piece or something, I might just have a guitar just in this hole, like you would do like an electric guitar, and it, usually I'll let it go to feedback, but this thing, it'll just, you know, you can just sit there, you know, and so it, you can do little things like that. And it was interesting because a couple of weeks ago I had the Paul Richards from the California Guitar Trio. And one of the things that he learned from Robert Fripp was this kind of rotational thing where each guy holds a note and lets it sustain. And they do a melodic thing by alternating, and it makes it, it's different. Because when you're playing a, I'm shutting off the other note, I'm muting the note, right, or I'm, you know, I'm playing on the same string, so it goes away. What they do, it gets this like chime, so it, it basically rings, and it's a, it's almost like a cembalo or something like that, where, you know, or hammered dulcimer, mm-hmm, type of feel, and they're basically doing it all on the guitar, and this allows that, 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 I just, it's just like I can go down and get a burger down the street and come back and it's still there. So it is amazing. The sustain on these things is just incredible. I mean, that is, and it's loud, it's not decaying. Like on some of my other guitars that I have, it would be dead by now. It would be gone. I mean, that's a pretty good long ring. It does make a difference. This bracing really is a pretty revolutionary idea, and it really does work well. Let me ask you this, in your experimentation, have you ever tried putting a mic inside of it? Would that work?
We haven't tried.
So you don't have to have the mic outside on stage, you know, for...
Are you talking about a blender system with a pickup or
yeah, well,
recording?
You have the pickup, all
right,
yeah.
Right, right.
But like some of the other systems that are out there, they have a microphone.
Mic on the inside that blends with. No, we never have. I've played with blender systems in the past, and it adds a fullness to the guitar with the guitars that I played with at the time. Our guitars have that fullness without it. So mm-hmm. I think that it
That's
would
true.
Start to defeat the purpose and create maybe some feedback issues that don't exist with the guitars mm-hmm. as they stand right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me switch now. I'm going to unplug this guy. They're solid jacks. I just want to let you know. And it also comes with both the low impedance and high impedance. And my cable's crossed. Okay. There we go. Thank you, Ronan. Ronan's been a real blessing here, manning the console and switching the mics for me. I'm going to bring out now the gut string one, the classical one, which is a nice guitar. Now, this is spruce and rosewood?
Correct.
Okay, let me plug this guy in. This is a very nice playing guitar. Okay. All right. Let's... Am I on the microphone right now? So this is the microphone. Okay, now let's go to the pickup. I'm gonna play with this a little bit. The pickup on this, it's for live, this is perfect. I mean, I can get everything out. Now I'm going to try what you said. I'm going to play real light. Thank you. mix.
With that classical guitar, one of the things that was told to me by an artist named Michael Spriggs, who does a lot of work in Nashville for a lot of people, he's kind of the Nashville virtuoso on the nylon string. He had a lot of trouble when he was performing live with nylon string guitars because he does a lot of alternate tunings. And when he got the Boulder Creek, he says, I can put that Boulder Creek in whatever alternate tuning I want, and there will be no dead spots. I won't have tones or anything just go dead on me. I can perform and do whatever I want with that guitar on stage.
It's clean. That's the third string. Top string. So I can vibrato all I want. It's great.
And sometimes with like orchestral pieces and stuff, that's what I really appreciate about that fitting in with string sections and things like that, is it really cuts, but it's intonated perfectly. And that's my guitar. Yeah, that's the one that I've used on several recordings.
You've used this? Yeah, it's just a nice... It just fits in the pocket. It's not obtrusive, but it just... And it's great for like these little runs. And that's the pickup, right? We're on the pickup right now.
And you're EQ'd flat.
Yes, this one I'm not using my favorite Brilliance. I like I like that tinkly sound of the guitar on the steel drum. No, it's great. And then both the phase and out of phase are...
And when I double parts, I use that phase quite a bit for those two sounds.
Yeah, that is true. You can use, if you're doubling the parts, that will make it different. It changes the character of it. It. It's not, I know this is a pickup on the bridge, and it doesn't get clacky. Now I'm going to cheat and go to the pick. It's pretty good. I mean, that's really good for a contact pick. Easy to play. It's really fast, especially with a pick. But it doesn't, it's not clacky sounding. That's the way I describe a lot of the Piezo pickups.
Right.
And then with fingers. It's all clear. You can hear the dynamics. It is following what I'm doing.
It's expressive. That's what the best word I can use for the guitars. You can really express your emotions on these guitars.
Now this is rosewood and
spruce.
Do you make cedar and...
We make a cedar rosewood, and we also make a Koa model.
A Koa classical.
Yeah. Ooh. There's not too many of those floating around. That tone is a lot more mellow. It doesn't quite have that cutting edge to it, so it's got a...
Well, the Koa would seem to be... Most people, a lot of the traditional players like the cedar. And the neck is... this neck is different than the other steel strings. It's a little more of this typical classical shape. So for those out there that are classical players, it's more traditionally set up. So you'll probably find this more comfortable than... I like the slim necks. I'm used to it because I play electric a lot, too. So these other guitars are great. They're fast. I can go all over the place. But this is actually pretty comfortable. It's not... I'm not cramping or straining myself. It's easy to play, and it's just really... It's just effortless. So, no, that one's pretty good. Now... What other ones do I have here? So we have the 12 string. Okay, I'm going to hand... Go ahead and mute this mic, Ronan. I'm going to hand this one to you because you might want to try something on this to kind of show it a little bit more. And then I'm going to get ready for the non-electric one. We have one here that doesn't have any electronics in it, which is... It's a cool guitar. Okay, so this is the one that you use for a lot for sessions.
Yes. And it's really interesting because when Jeff and I first met, what's it been, 4 or 5 years ago? It's been a while. And I was so impressed with that Spruce Top OM model. I just couldn't believe the bass. And, you know, to be quite honest, we've talked about this before. A lot of engineers, if they don't – I mean, if something looks different to you, you just want to go with what you know. It's like a SM58 or anything. It's just like go with what – and I had to actually – convince a lot of people, you know, listen to this guitar. So then after I started realizing that we were having really good luck, then I started asking him, what other things do you have? Because this was new to me. I didn't really know what this brand was. And so that's when I discovered this, the nylon string, and I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, it just has that, like you were taught, everything you pointed out. So for the whole... Everything had that, everything I was looking for more of the classical approach like that, you know. So it just had that. I just thought that the notes like really jumped out and stood out, whereas I fight other ones. And I know that we've spoken about our guitar.
Yeah, it has to be the way the pickup, it pops at you a little bit. You know what I mean? I noticed that both on that and on the steel string, it kind of pops out. Now that's the pickup, right, Ronan? Go to the microphone for a minute. I want to see what, just play... A little bit so the microphone is be back from the bridge. No, the other way. I want to see something. Basically, these mics are just raw. We're not putting any processing. Ronan, if you can do this live, wet it up a little bit with reverb so you get an idea in a recording situation what it would sound like, and just play something just very a little bit of arpeggiated chords. I can't speak, and a couple of little leads so you can kind of hear the sustain. And so he's got a little bit of reverb on it.
So this is the mic here. Okay. Yeah.
Now with a little bit of reverb and stuff, I mean, we're being brutal. And I'm doing that on purpose because I want you to really hear the difference between the mic and the. But again, when you start sweetening it up, it just glows. I mean, it's great. I mean, the tone right there. I mean, just a little room ambience, it makes it. And again, you found on your stuff that you've been doing, they lay in the track real easy.
Especially like even with the pickup and sweetening it a little bit like that. I mean, even though it's a nylon string, if you were to use it for like jazzy stuff, like a.
Okay, hold on. Before you do that, I want you to play the jazzy stuff. Go to his pickup and reverb his pickup a little bit. Let's hear how that sounds. So you can see that even with the pickup by itself, and then if you're in a studio where you can do both and you mix and match the both, it'll get a really full sound. It'll be interesting to try. Let me know when you do a session.
We'll come down.
If you're at a studio, ask them to mic it with a good high-end condenser and then also with a ribbon and do like a stereo miking, maybe the ribbon up on top so it gets a little bit of the sound hole with. And then also, if you have the track, put the track in with the pickup. And then let's see what it, you know.
And that's another thing. You were talking about the construction of these things. And that's why I, you know, I mean, even all the way up, but if I have like a. I just find myself just able to play without worrying about intonation, without worrying about all the typical little things. And so when they sent this one, I mean, I was just like thrilled because I don't really, you know, even have that much work with these. And I was like, wow, this is amazing.
No, that's another thing, too. They tune up real fast and the intonation is just right on the money. So they do hold that you can play way up on the top and it's still holding. I'm not having to temper. A lot of my guitars, I have to temper them.
I don't even think about stuff like that anymore. I don't have to.
And it has an inboard tuner, which is really accurate. It's really got a nice. It's real quick to tune. And that's important. Live, you don't have time on stage. You got to get it fast, and it's pretty much there.
What's nice about it on stage is that when you hit that tuner, it mutes it out. So you can tune up. And as an example, we had Grant Mickelson when he was playing with Taylor Swift, and Taylor didn't allow any stuff on stage, no pedals, no nothing. So everything was done backstage, which is scary for a guitar player. And he said it was nice for him to have that because he could check his tuning and it didn't affect anything. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to rely on anybody to do it. He just hit the tuner and it muted the signal. He got everything straight and then push the button, then he would go. So,
okay, hold on 1 second. I'm gonna give you this one. You want the maple?
I love it.
He's gonna have the maple. We're out of time, and hold on. Mute my guitar real quick. I just want to play this real fast. You've got to hear this guitar. This is the one without the pickup, and this is what's the wood on this one?
That is a spruce mahogany.
Okay, so this is a spruce mahogany. Now, there's no pickup on this, so I'm going to play this. It's like a parlor guitar. It's a small one. It just rings true. It's great for picking. So anyway, that is a beautiful guitar. That
I don't have one of those. Jeff and I are going to have to be talking after the show here about that.
Yeah, we're going to. Real quick now, How can people get a hold of you? Where are the guitars available? Can they order them direct from you? Give us the information. I know it's www.bouldercreekguitars.com.
That's correct. And we're sold through music dealers throughout the U.S., so you can go to our website and check our dealer list and find a dealer near you. We also have great online dealers, but they're out there and they're available. We do not sell direct, so you go through the dealer network. There's lots of information if you want more detailed information on models, woods, see videos, all that stuff. It's on the website, so you can go there and find out more information. And then you can always give us a call. More often than not, I'll probably answer the phone. So.
Okay. Give out the number.
The number for the company is 408-842-0222.
Okay. And then Lance, information on you and what's coming up for you.
Well, you can actually go to the Boulder Creek site and look at the my artist page on there, and they've got recordings of mine on that site, and then or Daddario Strings, Planet Wave, or Graftech Products, or anything like that.
Okay, and then you can look him up also too on Facebook, and you can hear some of the recordings. I'll try to get that. You show me the recording. I'm going to share it on the All About Guitar site, so you can hear the session that he did with all these guitars. Jeff, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. It's a pleasure. It's always a blast using these guitars. Lance, as usual, a lot of fun. And Ronan, who is another guitar player. Everybody here is a guitar player. Thanks for running the board. We'll play a little bit out, and then Ronan will fade us out. Anyway, check these guitars out. They're really great. And if you need something for a gig, this is the way to go. So everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Okay, here we go.